Bilbo had escaped the goblins, but he did not know where he was. He had lost hood, cloak, food, pony, his buttons, and his friends. He wandered on and on till the sun began to sink westwards behind the mountain.
Good heavens! I seem to have got right to the other side of the Misty Mountains, right to the edge of the land beyond. Where can Gandalf and the dwarves have got to? I only hope they're not still back there in the power of the goblins. I wonder if I should go back to look for them. I've got the ring, but those horrible, horrible tunnels. But it's my duty. I must turn back. What's that? Doesn't sound like goblins. Over in that dell, under the bushes, people are talking. Ah, there's a Red Hood. It's Balin doing lookout. I'll give them all a surprise. I've still got the ring on.
Can't go on without Mr. Baggins. We can't just leave him in the hands of the goblins.
He's been more trouble than you so far.
We might have chosen someone with more sense.
No, he's not a bad little chap. I wish to goodness you hadn't lost him.
If we have to go back now into those abominable tunnels to look for him, then drat him, I say.
I brought him, and I don't bring things that are of no use. Whatever did you want to go and drop him for, Dory?
You would have dropped him if a goblin had suddenly grabbed your leg from behind in the dark, tripped up your feet, and kicked you in the back.
Then why didn't you pick him up again?
Good heavens! Goblins fighting and biting in the dark, everybody falling over bodies and hitting one another. You nearly chopped off my head with Glamdring, and Thorin was stabbing here and there and everywhere with Orcrist. All of a sudden you gave one of your blinding flashes and we saw the goblins running back yelping. You shouted, "Follow me, everybody!" And everybody ought to have followed. There was no time to count, as you know quite well, till we dashed through the gate guards and out the lower door. And here we are without the burglar, confusticating.
And here's the burglar.
Mr. Baggins! Balin, come here and tell me what kind of a lookout man lets people walk right in without a warning.
Well, it appears Mr. Baggins is a first-class burglar after all, huh, Balin?
I can't believe it. Baggins, how did you do it?
Oh, just crept along, you know, very carefully and quietly.
Well, it's the first time that even a mouse has crept along carefully and quietly under my very nose and not been spotted. I take off my hood to you. Balin, at your service.
Your servant, Mr. Baggins.
What did I tell you? Mr. Baggins has more about him than you guess.
After Bilbo had explained his adventures in the tunnels of the goblins and his encounter with Gollum, though he didn't tell them about the ring just yet, Gandalf told how he had worked his magic and allowed everyone to escape during the fireworks. Then he called everyone to the task at hand.
We must be getting on at once. Now we're a little rested. They'll be out after us in hundreds when night comes on. Already the shadows are lengthening. They can smell our footsteps for hours and hours after we've passed. We must be miles away before dark.
I'm dreadfully hungry.
I can't help it unless you like to go back and ask the goblins nicely to let you have your pony back and your luggage.
No, thank you.
Very well, then. We must just tighten our belts and trudge on, or we shall be made into supper. And that'll be much worse than having none ourselves.
Must we go any further? My toes are all bruised and bent, and my legs ache, and my stomach is wagging like an empty sack. I can't see a thing.
A bit further.
Wolves!
What'll we do? Escaping goblins to be caught by wolves?
Up the trees, quick! Over there!
This place. You've left the burglar behind again, Dory!
Oh, I can't be always carrying burglars on my back down tunnels and up trees. What do you think I am, a porter?
He'll be eaten if we don't do something. Be quick, Dory, and give Mr. Baggins a hand up.
Dory was really a decent fellow in spite of his grumbling. He actually climbed out of the tree and let Bilbo scramble up and stand on his back and climb into the tree. Just as the wolves trotted into the clearing, Dory jumped for the branches himself, only just in time.
These wolves are called wargs in the wild, and they often join in wicked deeds with the goblins.
At least they can't climb trees.
And they're afraid of fire, so let's see how they like a burning pine cone. Here's another with bright blue fire. And red. Now green. Take that.
Look! Through the trees! The glint of the moon on the goblin spears and helmets!
How could they have followed us already?
No doubt they had already planned for a raid tonight, and we just happened to be at their meeting place.
The dwarves have caught some birds!
Fly away, little birds!
Fly away if you can.
Why don't we roast these birds in their nests?
Yeah!
Good idea!
Roast them!
Go away, little boys! Naughty little boys that play with fire get punished!
Stack the fern and brushwood round the tree trunk!
Sing, little birds! Why don't you sing?
That's it! Put the leaves and dead branches on the fire!
The flames were leaping up into the trees. The bark caught on fire, and the lower branches cracked. Gandalf and the others climbed to the tops of the trees. A sudden splendor flashed from Gandalf's wand like lightning as he got ready to spring down among the dancing goblins. But he never leaped. Just at that moment, a gigantic shadow swept down from above, and the Lord of the Eagles seized Gandalf in his talons and was gone. The great birds that were with him came like huge black shadows. Their beating wings smote the goblins to the ground or drove them far away. Their talons tore at goblin faces. Other birds flew to the treetops and seized the dwarves who were scrambling up as far as they dared to go. Poor Bilbo was nearly left behind again. He just managed to catch hold of Dory's legs as Dory was borne off last of all. They were all carried to a wide shelf of rock on the mountainside. The Lord of the Eagles was there speaking to Gandalf. He had heard the commotion in the forest below and had gone to see what mischief the goblins were doing. Gandalf, as it turned out, had once rendered a service to the eagles and healed their lord from an arrow wound. Saving Gandalf and the others had been one good turn for another. Food was then brought, which the dwarves prepared, and soon Bilbo's stomach was feeling full and comfortable again. So ended the adventures of the Misty Mountains. That night, Bilbo slept curled up on the hard rock more soundly than ever he had done on his feather bed in his own little hole at home. But all night he dreamed of his own house and wandered in his sleep into all his different rooms, looking for something that he could not find, nor remember what it looked like.